All by myself, Walter, Peanut, Ahmed, and me. By Jeff Dunham. For my parents. Why? Keep reading. Introduction: The Possibility of Crazy. I was never one of the cool kids. On the other hand, I don't think I was one of the particularly weird ones either. I was just more interested in doing things that the others weren't. It wasn't a conscious decision. I simply liked driving off the pavement every so often. If you get that, then you'll understand why I consider my everyday life these days to be pretty great. I make my living standing in front of thousands of folks, usually 4 or 5 nights a week, carrying on conversations with formerly inanimate characters that have come to life with my hands stuck up their backsides. There's a curmudgeonly old man, hewn of only the finest hardwoods and some fiberglass. There's a soft, fuzzy, purple mischief maker who acts like he's lingered a little too long at Starbucks. There's a reluctant, slow-paced, mustached Mexican jalapeno on a stick, a skeletal, suicide-bombing dead terrorist, a beer-guzzling, NASCAR-loving, cross-eyed white trash redneck, an African-American pimp who doubles as my manager, and finally, a 2.5-foot-tall, giant-nosed superhero who claims he stopped a speeding bullet. Once. Their names are simple and seemingly innocent enough. Peanut, Walter, Jose, Ahmed, Bubba J, Sweet Daddy D, and Melvin. But their words bring laughter, start personal arguments, and sometimes create big controversies. This suitcase posse and I regularly crisscross North America by bus and plane to play well over 100 gigs a year. Plus, we've been to Europe and Australia, performing in London, Dublin, Amsterdam, Stockholm, Copenhagen, Helsinki, Oslo, Sydney, and Melbourne to an average of 7,000 people at each show. Many mornings I wake up trying to remember where I am before I open my eyes. The schedule can be a little disorienting and sometimes even dangerous. In fact, I can accurately state that I'm the only American to have been rescued from the U.S. military by a foreign terrorist. Many people would call my life crazy. I say it's refreshingly unconventional. But whatever you call it, it's all thanks to a trunk full of dummies. I've been pursuing this career since my first performance as a ventriloquist at age 8. Before lunchtime on that particular school day in 1971, I knew exactly what I wanted as a career for the rest of my life. The odds of succeeding in my chosen profession have always been terrible. There are probably 3,000 stand-up comedians in this country, and less than half of them make enough money to live just by touring. But then the number of ventriloquists that make a full-time living would barely fill up a clown car. After 40 years of being on stage, it's taken far longer than I imagined to achieve any of the goals I set for myself so long ago. But my childhood pursuit of this dream has never wavered, not once. On the other hand, when you need a puppet named Ahmed the Dead Terrorist to save your ass from a bunch of U.S. Marines pointing M4 rifles at your head, you kind of get to thinking that, yeah, maybe this is a little crazy.
Do we get to talk in this book? You mean annoy everyone? Hey!
I will kill the readers who do not like this publication.
No, you won't.
Can I say something, too?
Of course you can.
I like pie.
Thank you, Bubba J.
Idiot!